Once upon a time, there was a mountain that rose out of a vast green forest. And in the forest, there were birds and lakes and rocks and trees and rivers. The forest was also inhabited by a small group of people called the lizards. The lizards were simple people, and they had lived in the forest undisturbed for thousands of years in utter peace and tranquility. Once a year, when spring came and the first blossoms began to show, the lizards would gather at the base of the mountain to give thanks for all that they had. They thanked the birds, and they thanked the lakes, and they thanked the rocks, and the trees, and the rivers. But most importantly, they thanked Iculus. Iculus lived on top of the mountain, or at least everyone thought so, for no one had actually ever seen him. But they knew he existed, because they had the Helping Friendly Book. Iculus had given the Helping Friendly Book to the lizards thousands of years earlier as a gift. It contained all of the knowledge inherent in the universe, and had enabled the lizards to exist in harmony with nature for years. And so they lived, until one day a traveler arrived in Gamehenge. His name was Wilson, and he quickly became intrigued by the lizards' way of life. He asked if he could stay on and live in the forest, and the lizards, who had never seen an outsider, were happy to oblige. Wilson lived with the lizards for a few years, studying the ways of the Helping Friendly Book, and all was well, until one morning, when they awoke and the book was gone. Wilson explained that he had hidden the book, knowing that the lizards had become dependent on it for survival. He declared himself king and enslaved the innocent people of Gamehenge. He cut down the trees and built a city, which he called Prussia, and in the center of the city he built a castle, and locked in the highest tower of the castle lay the Helping Friendly Book, out of the reach of the lizards forever. But our story begins in a different time, not in Gamehenge, but on a suburban street in Long Island, and our hero is no king sitting in a castle. He is a retired colonel, shaving in his bathroom.